Back now with Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we talk with our own Mike Pesca about his appearance tonight on Jeopardy. Stay tuned. First, though, summer and swimming naturally go together. But for many of the country's black children, that can be a lethal combination. These kids are much more likely to drown than their white peers. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on an effort here in Southern California to change that.
After several weeks of atypical fog and drizzle, summer has finally arrived in Los Angeles. One way to tell that is attendance at the city's 59 public pools, which are overflowing with kids splashing, playing, and, yes, swimming. Sometimes not as well as they think. That's Andre Brent. He oversees the pools here at the John Argue Swim Stadium in Exposition Park, just south of downtown L.A. Brent is tall, lean, and very firm with his young charges during their swim tests. Right now, he's deciding which pool a young girl can go in. Deep water, intermediate, or the shallow splash pool. As stronger swimmers do laps in the lanes next to her, she dog paddles for a few moments before Brent gently gives his verdict.
Okay, listen up. I'm going to send you back around there. You're going to have to practice a little bit more, okay? What I want you to do, when you get a chance, have your parents sign you up for a swim lesson to show you how to pass this, all right?
This stadium was built for the 1984 Olympics, and it still hosts several swim competitions a year. But most of the time, it's a public pool serving many neighborhoods that have few pools or inadequate ones. It's part of a cooperative outreach program that hopes to teach these children, virtually all of them black and Hispanic, to swim. Brent says that's important so splashers can become swimmers.
You get a lot of the kids who think they can swim, like they want to get in this deep water over here. We tell them, you got to be able to pass a swim test, and they really can't swim. And once they decide to get out there, you know, they have a problem with their stroke mechanics, which they think they're Superman, and they're not.
It's a serious safety issue. The Centers for Disease Control reports accidental drowning is the second leading cause of death for children from 1 to 14. And black children run the highest risk of all. Dr. Julie Gilchrist is a CDC epidemiologist.
The most recent statistics are from the 2003 fatality data, and it shows that in school-aged children between 5 and 19 years of age, black children drown at about 2 times the rate of white children.
Dr. Gilchrist says the rate soars to 5 times higher for black children in the 10 to 14 age range. The Amateur Athletic Foundation, based in Los Angeles, wants to narrow the racial gap in swimming. To do that, it's given grants to swim facilities in Southern California. In the glass conservatory of the quiet hilltop mansion that houses the foundation, Vice President Patrick Escobar explains why the effort is needed, even in a city full of pools.
Economics should not be an issue to learn how to swim. Though there are many pools that are open, still, for some youngsters, they're not walkable distances. So transportation, in terms of parents being able to take the kids to swim, is a problem.
During the school year, the foundation's grants provide money to help transport children to pools for lessons, and they help public pools give low-cost or free lessons in the summer. Escobar says the foundation is providing the training for which public schools no longer have the resources. He's also a member of USA Swimming's Diversity Task Force. In addition to safety benefits, Escobar sees the foundation's initiative opening new options for kids of color.
We also make available to them diving, synchronized swimming, water polo, which are sports that otherwise you could not be able to compete in if you didn't know how to swim.
That could come in handy a few years down the road. Since many colleges and universities, especially here in California, offer athletic scholarships for water sports. And some of that money could someday go to the kids swimming here at Exposition Park.
My name's Khalif Muhammad. I'm here because I like to swim.
Not only does Khalif swim, and he learned how to do it in this program, the 11-year-old scuba dives and plays competitive water polo. He's even a junior lifeguard here, often monitoring older kids. I asked him what his job entails.
Well, mostly everything a regular lifeguards do, but we just can't, like, sit on the towers. Like, if they were running, I'd tell them not to run. And then, like, if they couldn't really swim really good, I'd tell them to get to the other side. And then if they don't listen, I'm supposed to tell a lifeguard.
And do they listen?
Programs like this one in Exposition Park hope to turn out 1,000 more Khalifs, so drownings will be a much more rare occurrence in summers to come. And swimming's racial gap eventually will be narrowed, one child at a time. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.